When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
Previously on the Max and Ivan Fugitives.
Where's Operation V taking place?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, he would. That's why he fucking asked you.
What?
Come here! Find the poison and get off the boat!
God, it's Katya. Hello, Katya.
I just decrypted the cuckoo. All 5 folders. It's double encrypted. You can't do shit without the key.
I saw a flashlight. Shut the door. Katya, hello? No signal.
What are you doing?
Documenting us and our surroundings. Shipping container. Tony, the stupid tech dev. Oh my God, he's a QX code.
Unable to access the cuckoo.
Holy shit! Tony the tech dev turtle is the key.
You agreed to work on all aspects of the cuckoo project. With your help, the Fourth Reich will rise. Seek Heil.
How do you target 30, 40 countries at the same time?
I suppose you'd need micro-targeting, and you'd need everyone to visit, well, I suppose an app, or...
Oh, God, it's Ice Cream Town, isn't it?
Do you think we'll survive?
I hope so.
God! Where's all that water coming from?
I don't know!
God! I'm holding the laptop above my head!
There's so much!
Max! What do we do? Max! Max!
Max and Ivan, Fugitives. Episode 8.
Max! Max! Max!
I'm fine, I slipped. Have you got the laptop?
I'm holding it over my head.
Oh, no, it's salt water.
Oh my God, are we sinking?
Jesus, there's nothing to hold on to.
Huh? Ooh.
What?
Oh, the water's reached my nipples. They're very sensitive.
Oh God, I think this is it.
Oh, it can't be it. Please, don't let this be it.
Not like this.
Can I just say, I know it's been very stressful. And there have been quite a few deaths, possibly including our own. But it's also been cool to hang out with you, outside of work.
I don't know if this counts as outside of work, but yeah. There have been nice bits. And, well, we got to do a lot of travel, so that was good.
Yeah. If I get out of here, I'm going to see more of the world. And not just through the Oculus Rift headset I got for my lazy boy chair. Although, I mean, it's amazing. But yeah, the real world.
If I get out of here, I think I'm going to get away from coding for a while.
But you're just starting to get big. Your algorithm...
isn't my proudest work.
I mean, it's been effective. You could make absolutely shitloads of...
Come on. Can't all be about money. You gave your greatest work away for free. Shared it with the community.
That was an accident.
What?
Yeah. I was meant to register Enigma 2 and make loads of money.
What went wrong?
Oh, I fucked it. Tried to impress some people on a coding forum with an excerpt of the program. Ended up uploading the entire thing. Didn't notice because a takeaway arrived just as I uploaded it, and by the time I came back, it had been downloaded 25,000 times.
Wow.
Basically... if it wasn't for a chicken booner, I'd be a multimillionaire.
Fuck.
But your algorithm, it can get you everything you've dreamt of. Running a company, speaking at 8th Meridian under your own name, living the life of a chief.
I'm not a chief.
What?
I retook the Myers-Briggs test because I hated the results I got. I'm not an alpha extrovert. I'm more like an introvert in denial. Basically, my only clear good quality was persistence, as evidenced by the fact that I took the test 23 times until I got the result I was after. It's reaching my neck.
Now it's got to my nipples.
What? Only now?
You're quite a lot shorter than me.
What will you do if you quit tech?
Anything. Volunteer. Teach. Read books to orphan stray animals. Just something kind. Something good. For its own sake. Not my own.
That sounds great, man.
How about you?
I'm going to stop hiding behind my screens. Get out of my comfort zone. Meet people.
Nice.
Meet Natasha.
What?
You know, in person.
You've never met your girlfriend?
Not IRL.
What the fuck, man? How long have you...
2.5 years. I know, but we will. I'll fly to Canada, to whichever city she lives in.
But you don't know...
It's never come up. I still got the laptop safe, but I don't know how much longer it's going to last. Holding my arm above my head, holding a 3 kilo weight, really does count as intense physical exercise for me. I'm so sorry.
It's okay, man. You're doing really well.
No, Max, I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
The watch hasn't been recording anything.
What?
It ran out of memory after the first 2 minutes, and I only noticed 10 minutes ago.
We've only got the first 2 minutes.
And I accidentally deleted that file.
Oh, come the fuck on!
Sorry, I'm so sorry. If we're about to die, should we both say really cool last words?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because at least we get to choose that. You know, I sometimes worry that my last words would be about my psoriasis or something. Like I get this flaky patch just above my elbow. Weirdly, not the elbow itself, but more like... What's happening? Are we moving?
I think the water's draining.
Savan, are you alive?
I think so. Oh fuck! Oh, this is it, isn't it? The organization flies through that door and then flies through us!
If we're going to die, we're going to take some fucking Nazis with us! When the door opens, let's charge at them with all our might, okay?
Okay!
Fuck. Here it goes.
Mr. Brampier! This is the fire brigade! You okay?
Ow! Did you hit me with your shoe?
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, and thank you.
Yes, thank you.
It's not really us you should be thanking. It's her, up in the crane.
What?
Laura!
I did it!
Laura! You saved us! And other than drinking a pint of seawater, the doctor said I was all right.
Yeah, pretty much the same for me. Had a nice big cry, charged my phone, cried again, got changed, cried again. Fell into a deep dreamless sleep for an hour and a half, woke up, had a big old cry, and now I feel great. Oh, and I got some cream for my psoriasis.
So, Lara, the person we were hiding from with the flashlight, that was you?
Yeah. If you'd actually looked instead of panicking and wedging the container door shut, I wouldn't have had to save you by using that massive crane, which was obviously the best moment of my life, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we'll call it even.
And to be honest, it was the storm that almost killed you that actually saved your life. That's what stopped the red-headed woman chasing me. You see, the weather was way too bad for the boat to leave, but they tried it anyway. It smashed into the side of the dock, breaching the hull on the starboard side.
Right.
Or at least, that's what the lifeguard explained to me. Sounds pretty badass. Anyway, with the ship slowly sinking, it gave me the time to alert the authorities. Unfortunately, it also gave the red-headed woman time to escape with the K-27.
Ah. Fuck.
Plus, the crew all turned out to be clueless, which seemed deliberate. Hired online at the last minute. They barely knew each other, let alone anything about the organization. The captain, who abandoned the ship, only got the job earlier in the day, paid in cash by someone who didn't give their name.
Oh, wow.
But here's the thing. The giant policeman? We've got him in custody, yes. Not only did I not kill him, which is a bonus for my conscience, we're finally going to find who the organization are and what they want.
On that front, Lara, we've actually found out the truth.
And it all comes down to Ice Cream Town.
It does?
Which is, as of now, offline.
The whole thing?
Yep. Fuck it. Just logged on my phone and took the whole thing down. No longer downloadable, no longer playable.
Whoa! You're right! Ah, I'd just reached the Marshmallow Kingdom. This amazing new world where everything is white.
Yeah, about that.
I'm sorry, yeah. So, talk me through everything?
Right, so it turns out that the cuckoo... Oh.
This way, please. You're the British citizens, yes?
Well, actually, we have honorary Liechtensteinian...
MI6 are here to speak to you.
Yes, we're absolutely British citizens. Thank you.
This way, please. Miss Brunhart, you too.
Hello, my name's Jonathan Gray. Please take a seat.
Thank you, Mr. Gray. We'd like to talk to you about...
Max, Ivan, Lara. I'm afraid you've been the victim of an extremely elaborate hoax.
Sorry?
What?
I believe you're aware of the Pwnage Diaries, a series of complex and often rather juvenile stunts orchestrated by the hacker Katja Bergman under the anonymous handle of the Minotaur.
Yes.
She's got a surname.
I'm afraid to say you've been the subject of her most recent sting. In her vernacular, you've been pwned.
What are you talking about?
We've not been pwned. Katja would never pwn us.
You believe you've been on the verge of uncovering a shadowy terror group, yes? You've been placing yourselves in danger at the insistence of Katja. I'm afraid none of this was real. The terror group, the organisation, was it? It's a complete work of fiction.
Hold on. This all started before Katja.
It was Boris?
Yes, your unfortunate colleague Boris was the intended subject of this project. This chapter of the Pwnage Diaries seems to have been intended to be an indictment of big data, big tech and so on. Boris, as I'm sure you know, previously worked at Omni, where he was a key architect of the software. Katja was in the process of grooming him to be the unfortunate star of her latest diary entry.
But Boris was killed by the organisation.
I'm afraid Boris was killed by a local petty criminal in the midst of a 3-day crystal meth binge who opportunistically stole a police car. He was later found next to the car containing the remains of Boris, pleasuring himself in Cambridge Leisure multi-storey car park.
What?
Incidentally, that's strictly confidential. Not even Fuel have been briefed on that yet. Police are still investigating how it happened.
What the fuck is he talking about?
This can't be. We found Katja.
Yes, Katja's plan involved luring Boris to the Berlin safe, an idea she'd planted in his mind by joining his guild in Infinity Quest and striking up conversations in the guise of a vampire dwarf.
She was Nibbles?
When you showed up instead, you were, I'm afraid to say, a somewhat hastily improvised Plan B.
Plan B?
In her eyes, Fuel's work was just as destructive as Omni's.
Impossible. How would she have known we worked there?
Ivan.
Please, we need to speak to you. We're two developers from Fuel. It's literally the first thing I told her. Cool.
And the laptop?
This is when she started to get creative. The folders you found, the cuckoo... It was a collection of self-penned fantasy erotica featuring a brave knight called Boris and a warrior queen named Lara, known across the kingdom for her beautiful, soft feet.
Fucking hell.
But that's not right. We decrypted the files.
Did you? Or did you decrypt the files that she sent you?
But she said she couldn't make sense of them. In fact, it took the sticker, and the sticker was from Boris.
Was it really?
Boris left you this awful sticker. Here you go. This Tony's a tech dev turtle on your laptop case. Now you've got some backup.
Did she stick it on the laptop case? Yep.
Had we seen it before then? I'm not sure.
Okay, fine. Boris was killed by a meth addict. But what about Mr. Cheney? What about Yitzhak Cohen? They're both dead.
Ah, yes, Mr. Cheney, your former teacher. It seems a few days prior, he updated his will to divide his entire estate between two students, Arve and Litzer, with whom he had some sort of connection.
Oh.
Nothing's been proven yet, but the evidence seems fairly conclusive.
Right.
As for Mr. Cohen, all signs point towards a stress-related heart attack.
No, but he clicked the pen.
Right.
And, well, I mean, sure, it looked like a heart attack.
Hold on a second. Forget pens, forget stickers. Four bombs were detonated across Europe at the same time, as predicted in Operation V. 60 people died.
This is rather embarrassing, but no, they didn't. Katya used something called crisis actors and doctored the footage which was released. It was extremely convincing, and the media bought it hook, line and sinker.
Oh, God.
What makes things worse is the only outlet who suspected anything are a fringe online platform led by a man who calls himself the Emancipatriot.
What?
Katya was responsible for every file you've looked at and for placing you in harm's way. She knew full well OpenTrove were a dangerous disinformation outlet, and she sent you there anyway.
The red-headed woman?
A hired thug with a gun full of blanks, paid £600 on the dark web. No different to the other actors she's used in previous scams.
The giant?
He killed Boris.
And he was there at the port.
I'm afraid that was a completely different man who also happens to be large. He's worked at the port for 15 years and sings in a community choir. Luckily, he's agreed not to press charges.
Oh.
The K-27?
It would be extraordinarily difficult to acquire that much of the world's most lethal poison. It's a lot easier to acquire four empty Pelly cases.
So that means that Ice Cream Town isn't a sophisticated data mining operation designed to bring the Nazis back into power?
No. No, it's... Well, it's an extremely popular game where you collect different ice creams and build a sort of town.
Which we've taken offline.
Yeah.
So I understand. I believe the value of fuel stock has dropped considerably in the last hour.
Fuck.
However, members of my team have spoken to your employers and explained with discretion that you've been placed under very unique pressure.
Right. And if we, say, were to put the app back online?
You'd be able to keep your jobs, yes.
So all of this was nothing? We wasted our time?
Well, perhaps not entirely. Lara, we've been extremely impressed with your resourcefulness. MI6 works in partnership with a network of allies across the globe. There might well be a further conversation to be...
Yeah, I accept. Literally whatever you're suggesting.
Well, good, we'll be in touch. But in order for that to proceed, it's important that this goes no further, whilst investigations are ongoing.
So I shouldn't file a report?
No need. We're handling things now. Katya has committed a number of very serious crimes, and you've all been caught in the crossfire. We're satisfied that you're innocent of any wrongdoing and have been manipulated by a particularly sophisticated individual. Our digital forensics team will retain Boris's laptop as evidence in the ongoing case against Katya.
Sure.
It is likely that we'll contact you for further questioning and will require your ongoing involvement. However, as of now, you are free to leave. Cars have been booked to take you to the airport.
Right.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. And he was really a different giant who sang in the choir?
Yes. Beautiful falsetto, apparently.
Yikes.
That's my car. Well, guys, I guess this is goodbye.
Oh, Lara.
Thank you for believing in us.
Even though, as it turned out, we were 100% wrong about everything.
Oh, yeah. I got an email. It turns out I'm in deep shit about your passports.
Maybe it's for the best if you have them back.
Yeah. I don't think I was a brilliant diplomat. And I really don't want Katya as my middle name anymore.
1 minute! Guys, see you soon, please. Let's hang out, but, like, in a normal way?
That would be nice.
You're always welcome in Liechtenstein. Or my old karate teacher has just opened a patisserie in Geneva. We could visit that.
Great. I'll start a WhatsApp group.
Cool. Okay, safe travels. Get some sleep and some therapy.
Phew. How about we don't listen to any of Bingo's 30 voice messages, but we do immediately put Ice Cream Town back online?
Yeah. Back end and everything. Bear with.
It was a temporary blip. The company stock price will restabilise. Back to work as usual on Monday.
Yeah, which thankfully is the start of my weekend. See you on Wednesday, mate.
You have got to be fucking kidding.
What?
It's Katya. Look, ha ha ha, we know...
Guys, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Please, you gotta help. Something's wrong.
Katya, I'll tell you what's wrong. It's putting two innocent people, or three, really, through absolute hell for absolutely no... She's hung up.
Of course she has. Right. Ice Cream Town's back online.
Great.
You know, I'm kind of sad there won't be a new chapter of the Pwnage Diaries. Even though I guess it would have outed me as the man behind autoplay.
Yeah, I guess that would really suck.
Don't get it.
Looks like this is us. Time to go home.
MI6 have nice cars. Reckon the driver can hear us through that divider.
If so, he's about to listen to me sleep. Thank fuck it's all over.
Yeah. Phew. According to my Fitbit app, I'm a stressed man in his late 70s. But I did log the shipping container stuff as swimming, so that's something.
Yeah.
I quite like this burner phone. I might stick with it.
What's that in the back of the case?
Oh, just the business card the smoking driver gave us.
Oh, yeah.
Presumably another part of Katya's elaborate plan.
I doubt it, considering that was about 3 days before she knew who we were.
Hmm.
Wait.
What?
Ivan, you put that number in our phones, didn't you?
Sure did. Why?
You typed it in wrong.
What?
Look.
Oh. The nines and the sixes. Yeah, no, you're right.
I'm gonna give it a call. Fuck, it's ringing.
Oh my God. Hey, I've just thought of something. Boris was killed by a meth addict, right?
Yeah.
So, who messaged Bingo to tell her Boris was moving companies?
Hello?
Oh my God, hello?
Max and Ivan, get out of the car if you can. We're coming to help. You do not have much time.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to need those phones, boys.
Bingo!
Bingo?
The organisation's looking forward to meeting you.
Max and Ivan, Fugitives, is written and performed by Max Aleska and Ivan Gonzalez, and features Adam Buxton, Alice Lowe, Celeste Dring, Dan Tetzel, Alina Alminas, Ernest Gromoff, Freya Parker, Gemma Whelan, Jack Malone, Jason Forbes, Justin Edwards, Katya Kavinga, Kyle Kinane, Margaret Caborn-Smith, Sammy Broly, Stephen Mangan and Steve First. Sound design is by Rich Evans and photography by Idil Sukan. The producer is Ben Walker for Storyglass.